Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ذلك بأن الله هو الحق وأنه يحيي الموتى وأنه على كل شيء قدير صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, from amongst the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed the people of Iman with the name Al-Haq. Al-Haq is a very powerful and mighty attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Haqq means the truth. Haqq means the truth. In essence, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Haqq. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Haqq. In Surah Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned kullu man alayha fan, that for everything there is an end, an expiry date. Everything will perish. Wa yabqa wajhu rabbik, except for the countenance of your Lord, dhul jalali wal ikram, who is full of majesty and full of glory. And so everything has got an expiry date. Haqq is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The opposite of Haqq is Batil. The opposite of Haqq is Batil. And Batil means falsehood. Batil means falsehood. And so the ulama have mentioned that for a human being to worship anything else in any shape or form would be considered as batil. A person can only worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because He is Haqq. He is Haqq. Haqq means the truth. And everything that emanates from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is also Haqq. And so if somebody is worshipping something else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that will be considered as batil in any shape or form. In any shape or form. Be it human beings. That is why in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And fear Jahannam. The fuel of Jahannam is human beings and stones. The fuel of Jahannam is human beings and stones. So what is meant by stones is that on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather every human being. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to them, go and stand with that who you worshipped, with that who you took as your master, with that who you took to be supreme as your protector. Go and stand with them. And then on the day of Qiyamah, of course, those that have been worshipping idols made from stones or made from any other material, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cast that first into Jahannam. That will be thrown into Jahannam, and then they will also be thrown into Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. That is why this is very important for us to understand. When we say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-haqq, it means first that only Allah can be worshipped. Hazrat Adi ibn Hatim was a Christian before, and he was a Christian scholar. And then he, of course, became a Muslim and a Sahabi of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is one verse of the Quran which I don't understand, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, اتخذوا أحبارهم ورهبانا أربابا من دون الله, that the Christians have taken their scholars, their ulama, their scholars as lords other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he said to Huzur alayhi salatu was salam, the Christian community does not worship the priests. They don't worship. So how come the Quran is saying that they have taken them as lords? So Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to them, was it not a common practice amongst them that which Allah did halal, they would do haram, and that which Allah did haram, they would do halal? And he said, yes. What Allah did halal, they would do haram. And what Allah made haram, they would do halal. So in a way, indirectly, you have taken them as lords. That is your Rabb. You have taken them as your supreme leaders. He is your Rabb. And then he understood. And so it is very, very important for us to understand that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-haq. And al-haq means the truth. And subhanallah, today in Jumu'ah, the topic that was touched has a complete connection also with this name al-haq. Everything is connected to al-haq. I said in Jumu'ah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this ummah a name which is very, very unique, Muslim. A very unique name. So these names that are given is not just given to the people of Iman randomly without a purpose. Without a purpose. That is not the case. It is there for a reason. It is there for a reason. Good names will have a good impact on that individual. It will have an effect upon that individual. So good names are very, very important. Very important. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this name Muslim. Why Muslim? So that any kind of false thoughts and doubts and shukuk about Iman and Islam, immediately it is put into this grinder and it is put away, it is destroyed. And that is the name Muslim. Muslim means total submission. Muslim means total submission. And total submission means what? That if anybody says anything to you which is against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the will of Allah or the teachings of this deen or the teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they present to you logic and reason, we don't have to answer anything. The problem is, we want to answer everything. We don't need to answer anything. There was one scholar, somebody wrote a letter to this scholar and said, Hazrat, why is it that women have to wear hijab and men don't have to wear hijab? Women have to wear hijab and men don't have to wear hijab. Why? Hazrat said, because it is the order of Allah Pak. What an answer. What did he say? It is the order of Allah. Finished. I don't have to give you any reason. You must have so much love for Allah in your heart. You must have so much love for Allah in your heart. You must have so much love for His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your heart that it goes beyond logic and reason. It crosses the parameters of logic and reason. And you say, this is nothing, this is the order of my Rabb, khalas. This is the order of my Rabb, khalas. Why do you always eat food which is halal? And if it is not halal, you can't eat. Why? Why is it halal? Why do you have to eat food that is halal? Very simple. You are a Muslim. What is it? You are a Muslim. And Muslim means total submission. And Muslim means equals total submission. That means that this is the order of Allah, finished. No problems. Life is so easy. It is the order of Allah. Khalas, khatam ho gayi baat. We know that Allah is haq. He is the truth. Everything what He says is the truth. Whatever He has said is haq. Khalas. Why is it that you people have to wear white ihram when you go for hajj? It is the order of Allah Pak. Don't get me wrong. There have been scholars who have written books. There is aqal and naqal. Even Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi has written many kitabs. Islam Aqal Ki Nazar Mein. That is just for the benefit of certain individuals. But a true believer, a Muslim, is that who understands this connection. A Muslim has a connection with Haq Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. A Muslim has connection with Haq Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala because everything is from Haq. Who is Haq? Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Whatever He has said is the truth. And there is no shak in it. Whatever He says, there is Haq. Because it is the order of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. If somebody has got this mindset, and he goes to university, no problem. He is protected. MashaAllah. It is ingrained in him. Allah is haq, I am a Muslim. No matter what somebody says to him, he has to be so strong he understands. Alhamdulillah, there were a few sisters who are reverts. I told them that, I said, you know, you must listen to the Jumu'ah Bayan. Very important. Because sometimes they come from a different background. One can understand that. It is not even their, you know, their problem as such. But subhanallah, when they listen, then they understand, yes, everything actually makes sense. That is how beautiful Islam is. That is how beautiful Islam is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has explained everything to us by His beautiful names. This religion is a religion of mercy. Why? Because He is Wadud. Remember? He is Wadud. And every rule and command and every mas'ala of Islam is Rahmat. Every mas'ala is also Rahmat. Subhanallah. Every mas'ala is Rahmat. Why? Because Allah Pak is Haq. Allah Pak is Haq. Mufti Mahmood Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayh. Now one is the other Mufti Saab, Mufti Azam, and this is Mufti Mahmudul Hassan Gangohi, Faqihul Ummat. Hazrat has written a kitab called Malfuzat. Malfu ملفوظات فقیح الامه. And Mufti Saab was a very fast individual, quick-witted individual. He would answer very fast. And so there was this pandit that came to him. There was this pandit that came to him, a Hindu priest, and said to Mufti Saab, that Mufti Saab, you know, there is something very weird about your religion that I don't understand. So Hazrat said, oh, okay, tell me, I will explain to you. And so he said that there are two animals that are very, very similar in size, in shape, but one is halal and one is haram. There are two animals that are very similar in size and shape, but one is halal and one is haram. We don't understand. Maulviyon ko chherne ka nahi. Inke paas jawab hota hai. So Hazrat said, what, which animal? And he says, you see, a goat is halal and pig is haram. Goat is halal and pig is haram. Allahu Akbar. Same size. So Mufti Saab said to him, Panditji, I don't think that, you know, everything is similar about the goat and the pig. So Hazrat said, first of all, the goat has horns, the pig doesn't. The goat has a beard, the pig doesn't. The goat has got two udders, the pig has many udders. The goat eats grass and fodder, whilst the pig will eat filth and feces. But Hazrat said, okay, to your satisfaction, you know, just to make you happy, let's assume the analogy that you give is correct. I have an answer, but it might cause some pain to you. It might cause some pain to you. The pandit said, no, it's okay, fine, green light to you. Hazrat said, are you sure? I'll have to be open about it. If you want me to answer, I'll have to be open about it. He goes, yes, now I'm 100% sure, there's no problem. Hazrat said, fine. So Hazrat said, okay, have you got a wife? So he said, yes, pandit's got a wife. Have you got a sister? Yes, I have a sister. Have you got a mother? He goes, yes, I have a mother. Have you got children? He said, yes, I have two children. It's okay. Now Mufti Saab said to him, who gave birth to your children? Were they born from your mother, your sister, or your wife? So he got very angry. He got very angry. Ye to mujhe gaali aapne di. Hazrat is saying that who gave birth to your children? Your children, do they come from your mother, your wife, or your sister? So he says, Mufti Saab, you know, I didn't expect this from you. Of course, from my wife. Of course, from my wife. Now, Mufti Saab is saying, okay, now, if you look at your wife, maybe your wife and your sister are very similar. Both have two eyes, two ears, a nose, a face, same height, same size, possibly even similarity in age. Now we won't touch your mother right now because you're a bit angry. So both are quite similar. Why is it that your wife is halal for you and your sister is haram for you? Subhanallah. You understand? When you are questioning Islam about goat and pig. Goat and pig. So Maulana Sahab is giving him an answer. Why is it that your children only come from your wife? Because she is halal for you. What makes your wife halal and what makes your sister haram when both are very similar? There is greater similarities between your wife and sister than the pig and the goat. Than the pig and the goat. So he said, yes, but our Mufti Saab was very strong. How was he? Very strong. Jazbe wale alim the. He says, I haven't finished yet. I haven't finished yet. If you give me permission, I would like to explain this furthermore. Have you got sabr? So he says, okay, I will listen furthermore, whatever you say. He says, okay. So Hazrat said that, look, Subhanallah al-Azim, Hazrat said that, why is it that your wife is halal for you and not halal for me, when you and I are the same age and the same height, and we both have the same profession, and we both are human beings, we both come from the same area, everything about you and I is very, very similar, but why is it that you only benefit from your wife and I can't benefit from your wife? Why is it that you are halal for this woman and I am haram for this woman when the two are similar? Aqal bari thi Mufti sahab ki. Spontaneously answering. And then he says, okay, I haven't finished yet. Why is it that your brother-in-law is halal for your sister and I am haram for your sister? Why is it your brother-in-law is halal for your sister and I am not halal for your sister, when there is similarity between me and your brother-in-law also? No answer. Then finally Hazrat said, why is it that your father is halal for your mother and I am not halal for your mother? Pandit ji stood up and said, ji, jazakallah Mauli sahab, I'm going. Pandit said, jazakallah Mauli sahab, I am going. Allahu Akbar. Whether you understand, whether you don't understand, whether you understand, whether you don't understand, Shari'at is saying Allah is haq. What is it? Allah is haq. And He knows what is right for you, what is wrong for you. He knows what will benefit you, He knows what will harm you. He knows which is good, what is good for you and what is wrong for you. And everything that is of benefit to human beings, that is in the form of halal. That is in the form of halal. And everything that is harmful for insan, that is in the form of haram. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, forget not, I am haq. I am haq. Now to understand the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is haq? Why, you see, my respected brothers, today, from a common man to a politician, he will justify his position and argue that what he is saying is the truth. What he is saying is the truth. Everybody will say what I am saying is right. Everybody will say what I am saying is right. An alim can sit here and say what I am saying is right. What I am saying is right. Why? Because it is only his tongue. It is only his tongue. But what is he saying is right? Everything that emanates from Haq subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that can be right. So for an example, there is one very, very beautiful hadith of Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that explains to us this mas'ala. And this hadith is in Bukhari Sharif. And Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned this in the chapter of Tahajjud, Babu Tahajjudi bil Layli. It was farz upon Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to perform Tahajjud. So Anbiya and Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for him Tahajjud was a must. All the time Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed Tahajjud. And this is the chapter that Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi has titled, Babu Tahajjudi bil Layl. An Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala an. Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala an is the narrator. And he says, Qala kana an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam idha qama min al-layli yatahajjad. When Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam would stand up in the night to perform Tahajjud, he would read this dua. Subhanallah, imagine all the time Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do the zikr of Allah, remembering Allah Pak all the time. And this is the most amazing dua that you can memorize. Amazing, amazing dua. What a beautiful dua. What a powerful dua this is. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, Allahumma lakal hamd, anta qayyimu samawati wal ard wa man fihin. ولك الحمد لك ملك السماوات والأرض ومن فيهن ولك الحمد أنت نور السماوات والأرض ولك الحمد. This is one portion of it. O Allah, all praise is for you. You are the holder of the heavens and the earth and whatever is in them. All the praises are for you. You have the possession of the heavens and the earth and whatever is in them. All the praises are for you. You are the nur of the heavens and the earth. This is one section, one portion. And now coming to this topic, that Allah is Haq. In the very same dua, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining to us. You see, everybody today will say, I am saying the truth, this is right, this is right, this is right, this is right, this is right. And we are people who are influenced very, very quickly. People are traveling south, north, east, west, looking for the truth. Looking for the truth. When the truth is only with Haq subhanahu wa ta'ala. Truth is only with Haq subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the same dua, he is praising Allah Pak. And he says, Anta al-Haq. O Allah, you are the truth. Wa wa'daka al-Haq. And your promise is the truth. Wa liqa'uka haq. And to meet you is true. وَقَوْلُكَ حَقْ And your word, the Qur'an, is the truth. وَالْجَنَّةُ حَقْ And paradise is truth. وَالنَّارُ حَقْ And hellfire is the truth. وَالنَّبِيُّونَ حَقٌ And every messenger that came is haq. وَمُحَمَّدٌ He is saying and mentioning his own name. Imagine that. Praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but everything what Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam says from the tongue, it is from Allah Pak. What is it? It is Wahi. And so he is now mentioning his own name. And he is saying, Wa Muhammadun Haqqun. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Haqq. Wassa'atu Haqq. And the day of Qiyamah is also Haqq. The day of Qiyamah is also Haqq. I met one person, Allah save us, who was a Muslim and he left Islam. So I was talking to him and, you know, trying to explain to him, Hidayat comes from Allah Pak. And I felt that, you know, everyone has the love for Huzur alayhi salam. He was born a Muslim. So I said to him, okay, tell me the truth, that you say you are not a Muslim, but can you disrespect Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Can you disrespect him? And he looked at me and he says, no. I can't do that. I said, can you say anything about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? You say you don't like Islam. So what are you trying to say? Can you say you don't like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Can you just say that? Can you say you don't like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And then he said, oh, I don't mean this, no, I don't mean that. I said, no, the truth is, you have no power. You have no power to utter with your tongue that you don't like Ali Azubillah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I said, my brother, you still have time. Repent. You are alive. You know Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the truth. The Quran says that the Jews and the Christians knew Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be a Nabi, like how a father knows his son. Like how a father knows his son. A father and a mother will tell you, ki ye mera beta hai, beti hai, beta hai, beti hai. These are my children. Most definitely these are my children. It's a very close bonding. So they knew that Huzur alayhi salam without a doubt is a Nabi. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say this, wa Muhammadun haqqun. Wa Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is haq, haq, haq. And there is nothing but haq about Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever he said is haq. Whatever he said is haq. وَالسَّاعَةُ حَقٌّ. And there are people who say that, you know, will they be the day of Qiyamah? Will they be when we die? Will we be resurrected? Will we come out from our graves? Allah Pak is saying, وَالسَّاعَةُ حَقٌّ. Allah's Nabi is testifying at the time of tahajjud. Look at that. At the time of tahajjud. Look at that. Huzur alayhi salam is saying, وَالسَّاعَةُ حَقٌّ. Oh my Nabi, this, oh my Allah, everyone is sleeping. But at that time, Sahaba would be awake. They were the students of Huzur alayhi salam. They were the students of Huzur alayhi salam. They were Muslims, not by name. Not by name. In every capacity, they were Muslim. Total submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the night, these are the words he would say, Ya Allah, anta al-haq, wa wa'aduka haq, wa qawluka haq, wa liqa'uka haq, wal jannatu haq, wal naru haq, wal nabiyyuna haq, wa muhammadun haq. Subhanallah. And, wa sa'atu haq. And the day of Qiyamah is haq. That is why, my respected brothers, these words, we should remind one another all the time. Even our children must understand this, that everything will come to an end, and there is one, the day of Qiyamah. The day of Qiyamah will come. The day of Qiyamah will come. And meeting with Allah. Today we are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the people of Iman, for sure they will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is a ni'mat and a blessing that will be given to them. And every promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also haq. Don't think that, you know, we don't know, aliyazu billah. That is kufr. Every promise of Allah Pak is also haq. Wa qawluka haqqun. And that the qawl and the speech of Allah Pak is also haq. That is also haq. Now the Quran is haq in two ways. Many ways, but I will explain just two ways. One, every letter is preserved. Every letter is preserved. Number two, every letter is memorized. Every letter is. Maulana Qasim Nanotwi Rahmatullah Alayh, in those days when people would do Hajj, they would go for Hajj and the travel would begin many, many months before the months of Hajj. So Hazrat was traveling for Hajj during the course of his journey in a ship. The crescent was seen. The crescent was seen. It was the month of Ramadan. And Hazrat was in a ship. Now, everywhere people are asking that, bhai, koi hafiz ho, then we can start Taraweeh tonight. Subhanallah, there was no hafiz. Hazrat Maulana Qasim Sahib was not a hafiz. He was a great scholar, Maulana Qasim Nanotwi. Just to read his books, an alim can't even understand and read his books. You have to be a great scholar. Maulana Gumman Saab would often say that you have to read the ibarat, what he has written, several times before something might enter your heart. This is the caliber we are talking about. This is the kind of a scholar that he was. So Maulana Qasim Nanotwi Rahmatullah Alayhi said, khair, nobody is a hafiz. As it started memorizing one para a day. One para a day. And Hazrat finished the whole Quran in 1 month. Now, you will find hundreds of people that have memorized the Quran in 1 month. Hundreds. That is the mu'jiza of the Quran. As for the letter, how it is protected, until now, people have tried and tried and tried and tried. You know, there is a group and we have a group of ulama, the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'at group. The Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'at group. And then you have the other group which don't believe that the Quran is complete. And so they put questions forward and, you know, we are there answering. But it is ajeeb, despite everything they want to do, subhanallah, the Quran is completely intact. The Quran is completely intact. Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi has written in his tafsir that Mamun was a man, every year he would open up an intellectual debate between interfaith groups, different people, Christians, Jews, Muslims, everybody would come and they would debate upon one mas'ala. So there was this one Jewish man, very clever. Every question he would answer, very, very intelligent. And so Mamun was very impressed with him. He's a very clever man. After the debate, Mamun called him and said, you know, you're a very intelligent man. An intelligent man like you should be a Muslim. An intelligent man like you should be a Muslim. This is what Huzur alayhi salam had said to many people. He said to Khalid bin Walid. He said to many individuals, intelligent people like you, where are you? Subhanallah. And so he said, no, I can't leave the religion of my forefathers. So Mamun said, okay, we have a debate every year, you can join us. We have all the ulama that are here. So khair, this man, Mamun said one thing to him, become a Muslim. And already that seed was planted in the heart. You don't know. You might say something, after a few years it has an effect. It's growing slowly. You've said something. So he decided that why not let me put all the religions to a test. And so this man had beautiful writing, calligraphy. And so how he would earn money is that he would write books with his hands, the scriptures, and he would sell it. People would pay him a lot of money. So he wrote 3 books with his own hands of Torah, 3 manuscripts of Torah with his hands, adding and deletion, with addition and deletion, with addition and deletion, putting words in and taking it out, with addition and deletion, and 3 manuscripts. He finished it and he took it to the synagogue, and people came and people were bidding for the 3 books, and the highest bidder would take everything, and very quickly the books were taken. Then he did the same thing for Injil, which is the New Testament, Injil. Also he wrote addition, deletion, addition, deletions. Some parts put in, some parts taken out, everything tampered with. Very quickly took it to the church, and the people were very happy. What beautiful writing. They took it, bought it, gave money to him, taken. Then he said, let me try it with the Quran also. So with the Quran also he started writing, beautiful handwriting. Some ayats he would take out, some ayats he would put in. He would make this ayat, put it there, put this ayat there, this and that. Went to the masjid, and some of the people were there. They said, okay, fine, you're selling Quran, no problem. And they took it from him. They took it from him. And he says, now I am waiting. The very next day, all the 3 copies of the Quran were in front of me, and they came to me and they said, we warn you, this is not going to be accepted. This is not the Quran. These are not the verses of the Quran. This is not the right thing what you have done. Misplacing the verses of the Quran. And so give us the money back, and we warn you not to do anything like this again. And then he said, I took the 3 copies of the Quran. Within 24 hours it was returned back to me. But then I waited. The Torah never came back to me. The Injil never came back to me. This opened my heart, and I knew that the only haq is the Quran, the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he embraced Islam thereafter. And the next year he actually went into this debate, and Mamun met him, and Mamun greeted him, and he became a Muslim and told him this reason, this incident as to why he became a Muslim. Allahu Akbar. So my respected brothers, mothers and sisters listening at home, we should be proud of who we are. We should be proud of who we are. What Allah has given us, everything in Islam is sealed with the stamp of Haqq. With the stamp of Haqq, the truth. And the truth comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. InshaAllah, if we can just do muraqabah for a few minutes. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا رحمة